According to the Census Bureau, 100,000 people over 65 years old live in Atlanta and don't drive. That makes Atlanta second only to New York City in that regard. Atlanta is stretched out over a wide geographic area, and unlike New York, has very little public transportation. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports on efforts to help seniors there keep moving.
82-year-old Estelle Taboroff lives quite a distance from downtown Atlanta, and she doesn't go there often. But on this cool morning, she takes a special county bus to her doctor's appointment.
You sit there and I'll sit over here because that seat belt is...
No, that seat is... Both of those belts are okay.
Driver Bob Coleman assures her the seat belts are working fine. This bus makes it possible for elderly people who live in the suburbs to go to senior centers, doctor's offices, even grocery shopping. Estelle Taboroff moved here from Florida about 10 years ago to live with her daughter, Shelley. She used to drive, but no longer can because of health problems. Before she got clued into the county bus program, Taboroff says she became a couch potato because she couldn't find a ride to and from the activities she used to do, including reading to the blind, working with children, and with various aging organizations. So she stayed home alone.
I wouldn't say I was depressed in the clinical term, but I wasn't myself. You know, I didn't tell my jokes. I don't know how to say it other than to say I was unhappy, but it wasn't something that my daughter or son-in-law or granddaughter could help me with.
In the next 20 years, Atlanta is expected to have more than 1 million older adults who don't drive. It costs a lot more to move those people around in Atlanta than it does in New York. In fact, four times as much for every door-to-door bus trip. Cheryl Schramm with the Atlanta Regional Commission says helping elderly people like Estelle is a national concern.
One of the things that it's really going across the country is that how can communities adapt the services that are within particular communities to help older people stay in their own homes, that they don't have to move to, let's say, assisted living, they don't have to move in with their adult children, that they can remain independent as long as possible.
One place where Atlanta has started to work on the problem is in the smaller community of East Point, where buses and trains are part of the mix.
How you doing this morning?
How you doing?
All right.
Excuse me.
Emma Greer and Jessie Mae Tomes, sisters in their 70s, wait at the bus stop hours before they're due at the doctor's. That's because they have to catch two buses and a high-speed train to get to their destination. Jessie Mae says public transportation is just about her only option.
I got a niece. She got her own car and all, but, you know, she worked most of the time, but on her off day, she used to every now and then come by and care to the grocery store. I hadn't heard from her in a couple of weeks now.
Jessie Mae and her sister, dressed in comfortable slacks, matching straw hats, and white tennis shoes, used to walk the 2 miles or so to the station to catch the train up until about a year ago. That's when Jessie Mae says she just couldn't do it anymore. Now she's hoping to qualify for a pilot project that provides elderly people who can't drive with transportation vouchers, good for buses, taxis, or even rides provided by neighbors or friends. Alima Anderson is with the Fulton County Office on Aging.
We're hoping to find what kind of patterns seniors use, what kind of transportation do they need to wear, whether it's the grocery store, doctor's office, or just to get their hair done, or what have you, where they're actually going and what type of services they need.
Anderson hopes this information will help the county design a better system to give elderly residents the chance to lead fuller lives. Communities across the country are starting to experiment with all kinds of ways to keep their older adults on the move and independent. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.